Norman Olson is a former teacher, preacher, and gun salesman. The Nikiski resident transplanted his family and a few friends from Michigan several years ago to settle in Alaska. This in itself is not unusual, as many disenchanted with life in the lower 48 travel north to seek a new start. What is unusual is that Olson came here to start an independent Alaska militia. And as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, his group has ties to militias on a national hate watch list.
An explosion nationally in the number of citizen militia groups is being monitored with caution by the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC's Heidi Byrick.
Basically, the bad economy has been long linked to rise in extremism. Also, the 1990s militia movement took off around the time that Clinton took over in office. And oftentimes when the national politics moves to the left, you get a reaction in the far, far reaches of the right. And that's, of course, the case today, too, with Obama and the Democrats. And there's a larger thing going on as well, which is that the country is changing demographically. And there are a lot of people who are having a hard time accepting those massive cultural changes.
The Law Center keeps a hate watch list of radical right, anti-government, and racial hate groups state by state, and Alaska Citizens Militia tops the list for our state. The recent arrest of 9 Hutari militia members in Michigan and other Midwest states for a plot to murder police officers has only spiked concerns about the activities of radical right groups. But Alaska Citizens Militia founder Norm Olson says militia members are not trying to cause trouble.
We are not anti-government. We are anti-tyranny and anti-oppression.
He says the root of the militia movement is fear.
I believe that Alaskans are aware and awake. They are, like many Americans, deeply disturbed at what the federal government is trying to do, and we are seeing the wasting away of our rights and our liberties by the encroachment of the federal government, and people are alarmed. And so that fear of the tyrannical or oppressive behavior of the federal government, let's call it the central government, causes fear in the people, and fear causes people to react.
Olson spoke from his home in Nikiski, a 30-plus acre spread which he is using as a militia training center. Olson's militia efforts go back a long way to the state of Michigan in the 1990s. He and partner Ray Southwell were instrumental in establishing militias in a couple of dozen Michigan counties, armed militias. Olson had made a national name for himself in those days, even testifying before a U.S. Senate subcommittee hearing on domestic terrorism after the Oklahoma City bombing.
We are people who love our government and love the Constitution. We're proud of the United States of America. But the thing that we stand against is corruption. We stand against oppression and tyranny in government. And we, many of us, are coming to the conclusion that you best represent that corruption and tyranny.
Olson uses that word tyranny a lot. He quotes the founding fathers easily and is obviously well-read when it comes to the history of the United States. He also relies on God.
I've been a Baptist preacher for more than 20 years, but about 15 years ago, the Baptists seemed to be growing more and more moderate, and their voices were not being heard as they were in the colonial days, and so I took the name Baptist off the church, and we simply call this church the Freedom Church. We're a gospel church, evangelical church. But what we do is we blend the Word of God. We blend that with current day situations, looking at the political changes, the threats, the corruption, the unrighteousness, the wickedness in high places. And we point that out and show that we are in a time today that is revealed in Scripture to be what we call the last days.
Olson has no problem mixing God and guns. SPLC's Byrick says that mix is a common thread among so-called patriot groups.
There have been militias that have, put themselves under the cover of a church, which provides certain tax benefits as well. So I'm not surprised to see Olson doing that. And Christianity is, of course, pretty fervent in these circles. Not every one of these groups, openly says we are a Christian militia like the Hutare did, but Christianity is the religion of choice in these circles.
Byrick says Oklahoma City bombers Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh attended Michigan militia meetings. Should Olson's group be a concern to Alaskans?
So the movement itself is something to be concerned about. Olson, in particular, doesn't have a history of violence.
But Olson says these trying times have not brightened his picture any about the state of the United States government and its eventual collapse.
I mean, we are seeing such a revival of patriotic spirit in America. America is rising up in great numbers to oppose the threat that we face from the Obama regime, and also, again, this growing threat from centralized government.
He says right now his organization is providing and equipping its members with information, material goods, and guns, if requested.
When will that final travesty of justice or that final move by the tyrants against the people, will that kick that off? I believe we're getting very, very close. I believe that the federal government is going to make a mistake. They will not be able to come back from that. They will move against the people in such a way that the people will push back, and that will ignite a rebellion.
Olson says he stands ready to protect the rights of the American people. I'm Ellen Lockyer.